We're in Shushan Purim, I guess the day after Shushan Purim, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kod Mechag. So I figured I'd speak about the minhag we have not to eat matzah. Not to eat matzah 30 days before Pesach. So let's go through that sugya. But the sugya really begins on today's daf that was learned daf Yomi and daf Tadi Tes, where it talks about the issur of having matzah on Erev Pesach and see how that extends itself to 30 days prior. So take a look at number one. The Gemara says that Gemara Pesachim daf Tadi Tes, again today's Mishnah, Erev Pesachim or Arve Pesachim, Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Atche Techshach. Erev Pesach, a person should not eat, shouldn't eat any food until dark, because the idea is to come into Pesach hungry. If you're eating food all day long, nothing to do with matzah, just stam. A person eats a lot of food, Erev Pesach, he's going to be full. He won't be hungry for Shabbos, won't be hungry for Yom Tov. Same thing we had just this past Erev Shabbos when it came to Purim Suda. Purim Suda and Erev Shabbos, so the din was you shouldn't eat so close to Shabbos because you're going to be full. And you won't be hungry for the Leil Shabbos, so too, you shouldn't eat Erev Pesach. You're not going to be hungry coming into Yantav. So Tosa asks a question. He says, don't we have a Yushalmi? Well-known Yushalmi. If you look at number two lines down. He says, Vim tomar ma lo yochal. What does the Mishnah mean you shouldn't eat? What shouldn't be eaten on Erev Pesach? Eat matzah, it says you shouldn't be eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Safilu kodim, even before mincha time. Right? The Mishnah just says you can't eat before mincha time. But even before mincha time, you shouldn't be able to eat matzah. Nami Yasser Kedamrina B'Yushalmi, Yushalmi tells us, Kola Ochel Matzah Ber Pesach, Ki'ilu Bol Arusasa B'Beis Chamav. Yushalmi tells us that a person should not eat Er Pesach Matzah, and one who does eat Matzah Er Pesach, it's Ki'ilu as if a person is engaged, and he's Bol Arusasa, doesn't wait to the Chuppah. So it can't be referring to Matzah. Matzah's Asr all day long. Now, Lav Dafka Minchadayim, all day from the morning you can't eat Matzah. So then Tosa says, the bimina tagima, if it's some type of dessert or meat or cakes or something, the Gemara says you're allowed to. That's allowed to be eaten Erev Pesach. Metabel adam bimina tagima, a person could dip things in and have the mina tagim Erev Pesach. So what is exactly usur an Erev Pesach? You can have mina tagima and you can't have matzah ready from the morning. So what does it mean in the Mishnah? You can't eat samach mincha. So tell us his answers. Yeshlomar da'iri b'matzah shira. Talk about matzah shira. Matzah shira. Typical matzah lechem oni is when there's water and flour. That's matzah. That's lechem oni. Matzah shir is when you put some eggs in it, or maybe you put some wine in it, or some peiros and fruit juices in it. So matzah shira, delo aser b'yushalmi el matzah haru'u yalatos bo chavasa. What's aser? When the Mishnah, when the Yushalmi says you can't eat matzah er Pesach, it's kilu bol rusasa b'beis chamav. That's referring to matzah that you will be yotzei that evening. Right, you have the opportunity to get the mitzvah that night. Instead, you jump the gun and you eat earlier. That's the matzah that's aser Erev Pesach. But matzah shira, which you cannot use to be fulfilling the mitzvah Leil Seder, that's actually allowed Erev Pesach. You're allowed to eat it in the morning. When does that iser kick in of eating matzah shira? That's what the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim is talking about, samach lemincha. But the morning you can eat matzah, you can eat matzah shira, but comes in Samach Mincha, then already Matzah Shira is Aser. That's according to Tosas. Again, anything you could fulfill the mitzvah with, that's what's Aser, Kilu Bol or Rosasa Bebeis Chamav. You jump the gun, you're eating the matzah too early. But if it's matzah that you cannot use to fulfill the mitzvah, that would be allowed actually up until Samach Mincha. That's what Tosas writes. So what about the following case? Let's say you have matzah that is not Matzah Shira. Let's say it's Lechem Oni, it's flour and water, but it didn't have Lishma. A guy made it. Oh, it was under the, you know, under the supervision of a mashkiach, but it didn't have lishma. It was made by a guy. But it mamish the same exact taste. It looks and tastes exactly like matzah. Can you use it? Can you eat that Erev Pesach before mincha? So it sounds like from Tosos that you would actually be able to. Because you're not yotze. Only a mitzvah, only the matzah you could yotze the mitzvah is an aser. But since this matzah made by the goyim lacks lishma, you'd be able to eat this Erev Pesach. So look what the Marsha writes in number three. Rasha writes, Yesh l'chalik, the matzah ashira lav ta matzah mitzvah hi, v'shari. The reason why you can have matzah ashira is not because you can't be yotze the mitzvah, rather it's because it does not taste like matzah. Ava mash'en kein, says the Marsha, b'tekels shagoyim, if the goyim make matzah, the ta matzah, it tastes like matzah. Although I can't use it for the mitzvah, but it tastes like matzah. It sounds like for the Marsha, you would not be able to eat, you know, those box. Let's say a box of matzah you buy from, you know, Streit or whatever. Let's say it didn't have lishma. The kosher. You, according to him, you would not be able to have that Erev Pesach because it's the same exact flavor as a Leil Seder. Tosus would say, yeah, of course you could eat that because you can't use that for the mitzvah. It's not Shemur Matzah. It doesn't have the Lishma. So you can eat that Erev Pesach. Let's understand this machlokas. Between Tosus and the Marsha, and then we'll come bring it back to this minog of not having 30 days before. Let's take a step back for a moment. The Yushalmi had said that Tosus quoted that Kol HaOchel Matzah Erev Pesach Kilu Boal Rusasa Bebeis Chamav. So how literally do we take that din? How serious do we take that din? Is it a deraisa? Is it a derbanan? What's the svara? Is it just like a nice comparison? So the Gilyoni Hashas of Yosef Engel, he points out, he says number four. He says, take a look at the Rokeach and Hilchas Pesach. And he says, Simon Reish Pei, Kasev V'Oser Lechel Matzah Ber Pesach. You can't eat Matzah Ber Pesach. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Be'erev means the night time. You should eat at the night time. Says of Yosef Engel, Mashmit implies, Dehachila b'yom hu, when you eat during the daytime, however, Erev Pesach, that's a lav habom michlal asay. It's a lav that's inferred from an asay that you have to daf eat balayla, implying you cannot eat bayom. Darshinim balayla v'lo bayom. Comes out from the Gilyoni Hashas's understanding of the Rokeach, that there's an iser d'araisa to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's the understanding of the Rokeach. Different limud. Just a basic different limud. So Pri Chadash points it out. Pri Chadash says, wait a second. If you're telling me there's an Issa deraisa, so Pri Chadash says, number five, if you look in the Yushalmi that says, Kol Ochel Matzah Be'er Pesach, it doesn't quote a pasuk. The drash is not found to be Yushalmi. Look what you write. It's a chain of Yushalmi, Darish, Perakarvi Psachim, Lo, who's Karu, Drashazu. Where'd their care? Get this drasha. You can't just make drashas on your own. The Yushalmi doesn't mention this drasha. The Chayin Kasavar Rambam Shein Isra Achilas Matzah Ber Pesach Elam Adivrei Sofer. The Rambam is clear that the eating a Matzah Ber Pesach is only a Adivrei Sofer. V'lachain Iker Darokeach Minavshe Asmach Ekra. On his own, he found his own smachta. It's not a real drasha. It's not an Isra Deraisa. It's a nice smachta Ba'alma, but not a true drasha. So what is this? How do we understand this concept, this Dirabanan of Ki'ilu Boel Arusasa Bebeis Chamav? What's the understanding of this? So the Maharal writes, there are many different interpretations, but let's take the Maharal's understanding. The Maharal says that Kedamina be Yushalmi Kotzi Yushalmi Ha'ochel Matzah be Yudal Kilu Bol Rusasa Bebeis Chamav. That time, the reason is, Mipnesha Min Chatzos, from already Chatzos, from noon, Nesar Bechametz, that's when the Issa Chametz kicks in, noon, Erev Pesach, Vadayin Lo Higia Shas Mitzvah's Matzah, and we can't eat the Mitzvah of Matzah yet, Ad Sheherev, until evening. Vidomia la rusa. This is similar to a woman who's engaged. She's engaged to one person. We know before engagement, a woman is mutter to any guy in the world. It's permitted. The moment she gets engaged, she's usher to the entire world. The lashon of kedushin, the Gemara says, is kehekdesh. She's usher l'chuliyama. Now she's usher to everyone in the world. She can't engage to anyone else. So there's a moment of iser until shas l'chuppah. So now we can't eat chametz at the midday. It's an iser. We're usher to have matzah, have chametz. You can't have chametz. Just like a woman can't be engaged to another man. And then he says, and therefore it's usher v'adayin lo gias mana lahios v'uteres ad shas nisun. So now you have to wait until the nighttime. So she's permitted b'shas chuppah. We're permitted to have matzah at nighttime, leil seder. So that's the comparison between the two. So now the Or Zeruah, who's not a, he's not a chassidish posek or understanding, Mepharish, he's a Rishon. Or Zeruah says, how far do we take this comparison to Kilo Bol Rusasa Bebeis Chamav? Look what he writes in number 7. Kol Ochel Matzah Ber Pesach Kilo Bol Rusasa Bebeis Chamav. Perish. Shehu Gargaron, which means he's a glutton. He's a busy stuffing his face. He can't wait a few hours until he get to Leil Seder. Umerav Remeir May Probinosh Shemati, I heard, the Medami Ochel Matzah Ber Pesach Lebol Rusasa. We compare the two. Mishim Shetuuna Sheva Brachos Belaila Kodem Achilasa. You need to have 7 brachas before you eat the matzah. Kemoa Sharusa Tuuna Kodem Shetibal Beheter. What's going on here? So, a woman who gets married, she's under the chuppah, before they go to the yichud room, before anything's mutter, they say Sheva Brachos. So as Zeruah says, there's also 7 brachos of the Seder before you get to eating the matzah. So different mepharshim figure out which the 7 brachos are. There's Kiddush, and there's Adama and Karpas, and then there's Halal. They figure out what the 7 brachos. before you can eat the matzah. This is a leading in to this concept here. It's fascinating. You find throughout the Yom Tov, throughout the year, this relationship between Chasan and Kala, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasan, Klai Yisrael is the Kala. You have this Tu B'Av, that's the Indian of the Kala, is going around the Chasan, Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are 55 days, Kala days, from Tu B'Av until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is considered the Chuppah. The Shevan Zayinu Shpizin on Sukkis are the Sheva, you know, the Panim, each Panim Chadashos you need for each of the days of Shevrachos. That's the Zayinu Shpizin. And you find the Shevrachos on Pesach, so something's a little bit separate from each other, but you find this concept of the Shevrachos. We say Pesach Leil Seder. And once you have Leil Seder, the Shevrachos, and then it's allowed. So you see there was a rule, and the Maral took this pretty seriously. It was really Mamish Kubal Rusasa. So we'll see in Nafkaminas how far will you take this. But the Miri, the Rambam, did not take this comparison so seriously. They didn't seem to even acknowledge this Yushalmi. Even though the Rambam normally quotes Yushalmis, he seems to ignore the reason of the Yushalmi. It's just a dimyon ba'alma, just a cute comparison. What's the reason why you can't eat matzah Erev Pesach? Nothing to do with the person about jumping the gun. Look at the Lashon, the Miri, and the Rambam. They are slightly different, but I'm not going to focus on their differences. The Miri writes number 8. Mikol makom, the datenu, according to us, achilas matzah b'chol hayom, mechuar hadavar. It's an ugly thing. It's a disgusting thing to eat matzah all day. Shemishim te'avon nemra. It's to, you want to come into Pesach hungry. V'chol shemila kresa mimenu parach te'avono. We know if a person's full Erev Pesach, he's not going to come in wanting to eat the matzah. He's not going to come in hungry. So just it's not a good way to have a matzah, have matzah leil seder. It's about taiva. A person wants to be hungry. That's the point. Now the Rambam says slightly differently in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perikvav. He writes, "Asu chachamim lechol matzah be'er Pesach. Why can you eat matzah er Pesach? Kidei sheyeh heker lachilasa be'er. We need to have a little heker, a little separation. Just like we have, we blow the shofar all of Elul, we stop one day before Rosh Hashanah to have a heker, then we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah l'shei mitzvah. So we're eating matzah all er Pesach, and we go right into it. We're, you know, mapis, you know, Poros Mapa on Leil Pesach, if you will, and then we have matzah right into the Leil Seder. There's no hecker between the Leil Pesach matzah and Erev Pesach matzah. We want there to be some hecker. So don't eat Erev Pesach, just like we don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. Don't eat matzah Erev Pesach, and then there's a separation, there's a hecker. So for the Rambam, it's a hecker. For the Miri, so you should come in hungry, leading into Leil Seder. But nothing to do with about jumping the gun. Nothing to do with Bol Rusaso B'Beis Chamav. No, so that would be, so now I go back to the Marsha and the Tosas, exactly. So according to this, according to the Miri and the Ramam, has to do with more taste. All right, if I'm having matzah baked by a non-Jew, assuming again all the ingredients are kosher, there's a mashkiach, but he did not have lishma. So I cannot fulfill my mitzvah of matzah with a matzah made by a goy. But taste exactly the same. So according to the Miri, if I taste it, it's going to take away from my taiva, my thirst of wanting to have matzah leil seder. And according to the Rambam, it won't be the proper hecker. But if you take the idea of the Yushalmi and the Maharal's understanding, say, or as a rule, that we view that eating a matzah of a kilo bal rusasa bebeis chamav, it's about when you take the mitzvah and you take the mitzvah too early. So it'll only be true if it's something you could use for the mitzvah. If it's matzah that had the proper lishma. But once you're talking about matzah shira, once you're talking about matzahs made by a goy, even though it tastes the same, but I certainly can't use it. It's possible for the mitzvah. That would be allowed according to the Yushalmi's understanding if you take it literally. So that would be the nafkamina. So again, is it about taiva and heker, or is it about just jumping the gun of doing a mitzvah right away? So we'll get to that at the end of beautiful B'nai Saskar to appreciate this concept of what does it mean to do a mitzvah too soon, do a mitzvah too quickly. But it's about, again, either doing a mitzvah too fast or about just having a bit of a separation to create the proper taiva of eating and fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. So there are a few other nafkaminas as well related to this machlokas. At what point does the iser kick in? What point does the iser kick in of not having matzah? So if you take a look at the Ramban and the Balmur, they both say that they connected very much to the Yushalmi, that their medama, the eating of matzah, is really to a bol rusasa b'beis chamav. They take it very, very seriously. Both the Balmur and the Mechames Hashem. Take a look at number 10. The Balmur writes, He quotes this Yushalmi. Afa gav the garsinan b'Yushalmi ha'ochel matzah ber Pesach kebol rusasa b'beis chamav. So he says, Hani mili b'sheish shos ulamala. Right, we said, what's the comparison? You have a girl, she's engaged. She's engaged to a guy. Before she's engaged, she was mutter to any guy. Any guy was available to her. The moment she's engaged to this guy, it's kehekdesh dummy, the Gemara says, and she's usher to the entire world. So you and I now, we eat everything in the world, but comes the 6 hour, comes noon, Erev Pesach, it's usher to have chametz. It's the isser of chametz now. So the relationship of the isser chametz is what's going to dictate the isser of matzah. That's what he says. So the Ba'amor says, since isser chametz kicks in at the 6 hour of the day, so that's when the isser of eating matzah kicks in as well. The two of them are correlating with each other. Aval ad sheshal is before the 6 hour of the day, it's mutter. That's what he says. V'teikanami de medamala de arusa. When the isser arusa kicks in, that's when she's usher to the world. When the isser chametz kicks in, that's when it's isser to have matzah. That's the Ba'amor's understanding. Since he takes it so seriously, only from the noon, Erev Pesach, may you not have matzah. The Mechamos agrees to the Ba'amor, the connection of eating matzah to Bo Arusasa B'Beis Chamav, but he understands something a little bit different. Look what the Mechamos writes, the Ramban. Ramban writes, Hatam lezeh kevin shebir chametz belayla nasiz lo matzah karusa B'Beis Chamav. So even though the Issur chametz doesn't kick in yet, Leil Yudalu, but we start looking for the chametz, the bedikas chametz and the bir chametz. So that's already bechlal the isser of chametz, even though it's not actually usher, but still we are in the mode of getting rid of the chametz, and therefore already belayla is an usher. So the Ba'amor thinks from noon is an usher. Ramban thinks Leil Yudalu. Now what would you say about the Rambam and the Miri? Rambam says the reason why you can't eat matzah or Pesach is because you want to have the heker. There should be some separation. And the Miri said you ought to be hungry coming into Pesach. So it says the Magen Mishnah, he understands, according to the Rambam, the whole day is us, from the morning. The morning. Laila, Leil Yadalad, that's not going to serve as a heker. Right? The moment sunrise, you should not have matzah. So there's a separation, there's a heker. You should come in hungry to Leil Pesach. So that's another nafkamina, when the isser of eating chametz kicks in. How do you paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tuf, Ayin Aleph, he says, "Asur lechel pas misha asiris ilamala." This is talking about the isser chametz. You can't eat chametz from the 10th hour of the day. Kedei sheyochal matzah l'tiavon, aval ochal ma'at peros v'yarkos. You could have vegetables and fruit. V'lo yimali kreisa mehem. You shouldn't fill up. Sibbeis kodem sha asiris mutter lechel matzah shira. Before the 10th hour, you could have actually the matzah shira he spoke of. Now, maybe next week we'll discuss. This year is a unique year, where at Pesach is Chal and Shabbos. So it gets a bit tricky how you fit in Shal Shittus, all this dinim. So this is really a good Hakdama for that discussion. Maybe we'll have this next week. But right now we're talking about in general when you shouldn't eat. So you're allowed to have Matzah Shira prior to the 10th hour of the day. Your Ma adds, Ava Matzah Sheyotzin Babalaila, Shmur Matzah. Matzah that you're going to eat later that evening, Asurin Lechel Kol Yom Arbasa. The entire 14th you can't eat. He doesn't seem to include Laila, only the morning. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah says only from the morning. So he assumes like the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, that it's us to eat the entire day, Erev Pesach. He can't have any matzah. Laila, you're allowed to, but not Bayom. That's the understanding of the Rambam. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah writes in number 14, Kol Yom Yudal, the entire 14th, Hainu Me'omud HaShachar, from the morning, the Yesh Nogin Shilolechel Matzah Rosh Chodesh. Some have the practice not to eat from Rosh Chodesh. There's no mention here of Shloshim Yom, Kodem HaChag. You can't have a 30 days before. And where does this come from? We went through everything. We went through the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom. It's not mentioned there. Not mentioned in the Aruch HaShulchan. Rosh Chodesh, Yeshna, those are Nogin from Rosh Chodesh. Shloshim Yom. So I remember growing up when we went to Mariah, they would teach us, like some of the Dinim, the practice is not to have 30 days before him. I always grew up this way. I think everyone else did. I think it seems pretty prevalent. People don't have matzah 30 days before it. So where does it come from? So Ramosha explains as follows. Ramosha writes here, number 15, it's a long piece here. I took out from a long piece. In Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Hei. So he has a whole discussion about the Ramban, the Ba'amor we discussed, and the Rambam. Well, the Mashi Biarti, that which I explained, Yesh Makom L'mashenogu harbe, the practice that many have, shein ochlin matzim rosh chodesh nisan. So he's talking about rosh chodesh, not shloshim yom. The practice that many have not to have from rosh chodesh, like the Mishnah Berurah alluded to, kida ha'heviya chavez yayir, simen taf ayin alef, sif katan zayin, mishra kines v'gadola, dekevin delatam shein nishim mitamze asu koyom, hayashayach be'etzem, lesser owed mishloshim yom kodim. The truth is, the Indian of eating, if it's about comparing it to Kabbalah Arusas of a Beis Chamav, it's only Shaykh if it's like Erev Pesach. Mamish is right there and you can't wait. But if it's about having a taiva, having an interest, having a thirst for the matzah, it makes sense to go 30 days before him. To take a 30-day break. So this way there should be some ischadjus. We know when it comes to many brachos, special brachos, we say, we need to have 30 days since you've last seen it. 30 days is like, oh, that's ischadjus. If a guy, you know, buys a suit every single day, there's no ischadjus for him. Every day it's a new suit for him. The guy sees, you know, something unique every day. It's not unique. 30 days when it comes to like a new fruit. A new fruit has to be 30 days since you last saw the fruit come into season. You need ischadjus. If you had matzah within the past couple of days, it's not exciting to you. We want matzah to be exciting. So according to this reason, says Rav Moshe, it's shayach be'etzim lesser od mishloshim yom kodim. It should be 30 days prior, according to the Rabbanim. And shtei shabbosos the Rav Moshe Gamliel. And there's machlokes in the Gemara. How much before Pesach do you have to prepare for Pesach? So according to Chachamim, shloshim yom kod machak, 3 days you start learning the halachas of Pesach. Rav Moshe Gamliel holds 2 weeks is sufficient. Before 2 weeks, you don't have to even think about matzah. So according to Rav Moshe Gamliel, a month before is not on the radar. Pesach matzah is not on the radar for us. You can ignore it. So really, be'etzem, you should really assert 3 days before. We paskin, shloshim yom kod machak, you should start preparing. If it's about preparing, you should not have matzah ready today. So why don't we have such an iser from 30 days before? And why is the Mishnah Berurah only bring down Rosh Chodesh? Ach lo ratzu chachamim la'tshriach ko kach al tzibur. They didn't want to, such a tircha. We can't have matzah for 30 days, it's a big deal. Nah, it's probably not such a big deal for us nowadays. I'm not sure who eats matzah throughout the year. But they wanted to eat matzah 30 days, no matzah, it's a little difficult. So be'etzim, it should really be 30 days, but they didn't want to make a tircha al tzibur. And lachain shayach shiachidim yachmir atzman. There are certain individuals who are machmir gam mishloshim l'rabbanim. There are some individuals who already stopped eating 3 days prior. Umishtei shabasos the Rav Moshe Gamliel. Umikaven sheinu medina. Then it's not really halacha. Yachmiru rak shei shabasos k'r Rav Moshe Gamliel. The chumrah, the practice had been only 2 weeks prior, but still he acknowledges yesh gam yachidim shemachmir gam bazel linog iser mata kol shoshim yom kodim. So that's where it comes from. It's not an iser. It's a minhag, and it seems to me very prevalent. People do have this practice not to have 30 days before him. In my house, we don't have matzah 30 days before him. But being that it's only a minhag, there are many exceptions that are built in. Shlomo Zalman was talking about a situation. You have some soldiers, some chayalim, and for them, the food might not be so available. And let's say all they have is matzah. Let's say that's the case. Let's say the guy's in a tough situation, all you have is matzah. So he felt no need. Oh, no, I think I'll pass it through. I think I'll work through it. Thank you, Jeff. So according to him, he said that since it's only a minhag ba'alma, even though it's a widely accepted practice that one does not have matzah 30 days prior, the person's in the shas of the chak, like chayalim, he said they should certainly have it, not even think twice about it. A question that's more relevant to us, you know, in my house, oftentimes, we're shal shudis, so we run out of challah, so we just pull the matzah. We use a box of matzah. 3 days before, no, we shouldn't have any matzah. So if you have no other matzah, have no other bread, so you shouldn't push off the mitzvah of shal shudis, because it's minug. So try to get bread if you can. If there's no challah, so you have matzah, that certainly would be allowed. So this is the background. Let's take a step back now and just go through a B'nai Sasra for a moment. And maybe we'll bridge this together. Today's Shushan Purim. We're discussing whether or not we should say Tachanun today. Apparently one should not say Tachanun today, even though it's not really Shushan Purim, but it is Shushan Purim a little bit in Yerushalayim. We have the Suda today. They lay in Megillah and Erev Shabbos. But the Shtikla Shushan Purim. And the Gemara tells us that if it was a year where there are two Adars, Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, so the machlok is where you do the mitzvahs. Is it Adar Aleph, Adar Beis? And we assume Adar Beis. Why Adar Beis? Anyone know the?
30 days.
Because that's around the Gemara said, "Ben Mesamech Gula LeGula." We want to juxtapose the Gula of Purim to the Gula of Mitzrayim. These two Yeshuas should come together. So there's a strong parallel between the two. So let's read the B'nai Saskar, and I'm going to bring this back to Amalek in Purim, and then there maybe will be a different type of mindset a person could have when coming to do mitzvahs. Now, even though normally we have a concept, you have to figure out when we apply Zrizus. So Zrizus, normally we try to do mitzvah as soon as possible. When it comes to matzah, it seems to be very different. To look what the B'nai Saskha writes. Let me read just the three lines down from the bold. Mitzvah Rishon, now the first mitzvah that we were given in the Torah, Hainu Mitzvah Piru Revya. Says Asher Marnu, it's already said, Asher Adam Rishon Chata Bazeh. This is the Chayt of Adam Rishon. Shalhim Tinu Bibilas Mitzvah Shabbos. He didn't wait for Bilas Mitzvah until Shabbos. He should have waited until El Shabbos, but it was Erev Shabbos. Hu Binin Av, this is a rule. L'chol ha-mitzvahs. This is a rule for mitzvahs across the board. Shein tzrichos shimor v'zdam nizah. Just like that first mitzvah that Adam Rishon jumped the gun. He did it too soon. He should have waited. He should have patience. And yet, he didn't. Every mitzvah requires a proper shimor, the proper hizdamnus, and patience, and waiting. Kimo shehaya machvish shlom ha-melech, shom mitzvah lo yada davara, one who protects a mitzvah. Protect a mitzvah doesn't mean to do it right away. It means to be shomer, to wait, to do it in the right way, the right zman, the right pratim. And such a person, lo yada davara, won't know anything bad. Ulufize, hakavana shomer mitzvah, what it means is, hayu sheota mitzvah b'mesinas. The word shomer means to wait. How do we know the word shomer means to wait? It says, aviv shomer sadavar. Right? When Yaakov Inu, he preserved, when Yosef had the dreams, he reprimanded him in front of the shvatim. But he kept in the back of his mind waiting to see when the dream will come true. Shomer sadavar means to wait patiently, b'mesinas. Means shmartim esa mitzvos means a person should wait patiently. So he says, Dimose shloba mesinus, the person doesn't do things patiently, he does things quickly. Yachol is ariv besocha ra. You could make a careless mistake, you could bring evil, you could bring ra into that mitzvah and ruin everything. Chas v'shalom. Kinin shekar la adam arishon in an eitz hadas tovara. Right, adam arishon, the eitz hadas was mixed with tovara. Mash'ein came, that's because he jumped the gun. He did the mitzvah too early, and it was mixed, everything was mixed together. When a person does something patiently and slowly and carefully and calculated, the yeshivat yishvadas, and his mind is settled and relaxed. Azai says the Bnei Saskar, lo yisariv badas ra rak tov. No ra there at all, no evil, just tov. And that's what it says, zeu shenitztaveinu b'torah b'mitzos, lo sas isra achilas chametz. Don't do the mitzvah, don't do the isra of eating chametz. Because the eating of chametz, or not eating chametz, is a tikkun leit hadas. Shinis Arif Tovara. Right? Adam Rishon had a mitzvah. The mitzvah was to wait. He could have had the Eitz HaDa'as had he waited. But since he jumped the gun, he mixed the Tov and the Ra. He mixed them all together. So he says, Chometz and Seor, these two words, have the gematria of Eitz HaDa'as. Eitz HaDa'as is Ra. It's Chometz and Seor mixed together. V'inei nitztaveinu, we're told, Liva'aro, to burn the Chometz, to burn the Ra. Achilaseinu azrak mitzvah matzah rather kul tov. It should be all just eating just matzah. Ushmartim esa matzos. You should preserve the matzos. Kari be mitzvos. You should preserve matzos, and all mitzvos should be done b'mesinus waiting. Hainu shetasu hamitzvos b'mesinus v'shmira v'yishvadas k'deshe kul tov. Don't be so rushed. Don't be so hurried. You don't have to daven in 22 minutes. Now, someone told me, Perm, it was the best reading this year. Because the Baal Kori read the Megillah in 20 minutes. Fastest thing ever. 20 minutes. What's that to you? You're looking for a 20-minute reading? Yeah, a little patience. I'm asking for a two-hour reading. But a little bit patience. Daven with a little bit of patience. Hear every single word. Say every single word. Al-Kain says in the Yushalmi, Kol ha-ochal matzah ber Pesach, kilu bo ha-rusasa b'beischam. Shudimyun Adam harishom shlo himtin. Adam didn't wait. Someone just telling me before, the new limud, we just made a scene last night in Maseches Megillah. What's the next limud? Someone said, Arei Pesachim. So Rabbi Simchi Weingart said, you learn Arei Pesachim. Today was the first daf of Arei Pesachim. You already taste the matzah in your mouth. You already tasted. So you want to taste it. You're excited for Leil Seder. Erev Pesach, they're making the charoses and the karpas and everything's there. They're roasting the zorah, the matzah. You really want to eat it. You want to taste the mitzvah. You're excited. Wait. Just wait a few hours. Don't be like Adam Arishon, who jumped the gun, who ate from Eitz Das. A few hours, things will come together. Kol ha'ochel matzah ber Pesach kilu bol rusasa be'beis chamav dimyon adam arisham shlohimtim. By us waiting, that's somehow a key, a tikkun of the Eitz HaDa'as, the sin of the Eitz HaDa'as of adam arisham. How does this connect to Amalek? Where today, tomorrow, the day after Shushan Purim, it's the mach of Shushan Purim, if you will. You find throughout the Pesukim, whenever Amalek comes up, the word Machah is always used. Right? I don't have a Chumash in front of me to get the exact languages, but when it came to Amalek, when Moshe Beno told Yeshua to get the army together, he says, Machar, tomorrow. Sorry? Say the Chaim, right? And Machar, and tomorrow we'll fight. What do you mean? Amalek was attacking Klal Yisrael today. He says, get an army, and we'll fight them tomorrow. What do you mean? You're being attacked today. Why are you waiting until tomorrow? And then Esther Malka has Haman just where she wants him. It's her. It's Haman Achashverosh at the Suda. You know what? What I want? Achatzia Malchus, you could ask. Come back Machar. Come back tomorrow for another Suda. And she had the same exact thing happened. And now she points, he's the guy trying to kill my nation. Why couldn't she say that the night before him? So the Indian against Amalek. Amalek's a nation, as we know. Their nation, as the Pasuk says, Reisha Goyim Amalek. They're the Reisha Goyim. They're the ones who attack first, based on impulse. Zrizus is certainly a big concept in Yiddishkeit. No question about it. But they act on impulse. They just, something, they see something, they attack. They didn't think twice about attacking Klal Yisrael and all the Nisim they went through. So the way to combat Amalek is wait till Machar. A Messinus, a little Shmiris, Shmartim et Matos, et Mitzos, wait till tomorrow. So Das Kanan, the Bali Tosis, has a beautiful remez. He writes on the Parsha. He says in the Pasuk in the Balak, and Balak gave the brachas in the Klalos, he says, Reishis Hagayim Amalek, Vachriso, Rachriso Adi Oved. There, Amalek is the beginning, Reishis Hagayim, and the end is destruction, Oved. So that's the Das Kanan. What in the world, Amalek, who do they think they were that they could actually beat Moshe Beinu, Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu? So he says the following. If you look at the Reishis Tevos of the following names, I'll go in order of Yichus, and we'll go in order of the Remez. Moshe, Amram, Kohas, and Levi. That's the lineage, right? Levi, Kohas, Amram, Moshe. So now look at the Reishis Tevos in the following order. Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kohas is Amalek. So Reisha Gaim is Amalek. The beginning of Amalek. They thought, we have them. Their names is in our Amalek. Is Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kohas. We're going to get these guys. We'll get Moshe Beinu. We have his number. But they're so quick to make decisions, they didn't look at Machar. They didn't look at the next day. What's at the end? The end is Achriso, Adi Ovid. The end is destruction. What's the Sofei Tevos of these four names of the Tzadikim? So I'll go in order of the, I'll spell it nicely. Amram is a Mem. Levi is a Yud. Kohas is a Saf, and Moshe is a Hay. The end is Misa. When you think about right now, right away, then that's Eitz Hadas. That's Adam Rishon. That's you mix the Torah together. That's when you have Messinus. You have Messinus, you can attack them on. You go Macha, you go the next day, that's where the element is. So we're excited for Pesach. We just finished a big high, an incredible Masiba last night. We want to get right to Pesach. We have 30 days, Shloshim Yom, Kod Machak, to prepare. So Mir Shasem, with the proper Messinus, the proper Shmir, Mishav Yizocha, to have the gula of the Purim, the gula of Yeshua of Pesach come together, Mizocha, to the final gula, the Bai Shlishi, the gula Shem Amidas, Hiri Amin, Amen, Amen.